It's time to go beyond happy and to live joyfully. This is Lessons in Joyful Living with Kimberly Rinaldi, the founder and owner of the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Having created a highly successful coaching practice, Kimberly now teaches lessons in joyful living. She believes in empowering others and that through it, you have the ability to break through any and all barriers. What used to take weeks, months, or even years, she can now show you within a matter of hours with her programs. Kimberly can help you achieve your highest potential and move towards your sole purpose. And she provides you with tools that you can carry with you for a lifetime. This is Lessons in Joyful Living on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. And now, our founder and your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome. Today is Wednesday, May 20th, 2015. And it is a gorgeous morning in Southern California where I happen to be. Blue sky, puffy white clouds, a little cooler. Rumor has it we might have some more rain this week, which would be a good thing. Getting ready to take some time off, making plans for my summer getaway, and actually just booking hotel rooms right before I got on air, because sometimes I handle my own reservations, booking hotel rooms for the event we're doing in June, actually a month from today, in San Diego with Debbie and Mark Constantino. We're really looking forward to that. We're down there for 2 days in San Diego Harbor, and we're going to be doing paranormal investigating on the Star of India and the Berkeley. We still have tickets available. If you're interested, you can check that out by going to Mark and Debbie's website, because I know they have live links, and you can email us at info@KimberlyRinaldi.com, and we can send you links if you're interested. And I shake my head and laugh because we're supposed to have live links, but again, that fell on me, and I've been doing 100 other things, I just realized. So in any event, looking forward to that. Got a lot of things coming up over the next few months. So join me. Go to KimberlyRinaldi.com, sign up for my VIP newsletter, find out where I am, what I'm doing, when I'm doing it. We'd love to have you join us there. You're also going to get access to the social media links as well. Social media really is something that I was having a conversation with someone the other day who's in the self-help industry, just kind of launching, but has really good content, and I'm really, really impressed with the direction they're taking, except for one thing. Their comment, and this was so me 3-4 years ago, was, I don't like social media. I don't see a purpose for it. Honestly, it's a great venue. In business, we are finding that it is replacing those live marketing events. You have access to the entire world versus, the guys at the Rotary at lunchtime that couldn't get away from making the meeting and sitting through your spiel. So it's a great venue, and I do. I love social media. I've embraced it over the last few years, but I went into it seriously like getting a cat into a bathtub, as so much of my life is like that. I'm resistant. I admit it. Today's guest is actually somebody I'm very resistant to, and he's not going to like hearing that. Today's guest is a very talented gentleman who brings beauty to the world around him as I sit here in my pajamas and bathrobe, glasses on, hair in a bun, slippers. But we're going to talk about my resistance around this because, honestly, it makes a difference in how you feel, ladies, and it makes a difference in how you present yourself to the world. So without any further delay, we're actually welcoming to the show makeup artist and author Chris Scott, and he's the creator of San Francisco-based Makeup Gourmet and has over decades in this experience. Good morning, Chris. Welcome to the show. I'm sorry, but I have to be honest. Not a big makeup fan.
That's okay. I'm not a big goat cheese fan.
Good job. Okay. For me, I don't know. And I'll admit it. My mom's listening. Bless her heart. My mother will not. She's a woman of the 50s and 60s. Hair, eyebrows on, makeup done, to sit around the house. I don't get it. Like the dog cares what she looks like. I don't get it. But I grew up with her, you know, we'd be ready to, my sister and I are lipstick, sunglasses, out the door. We're good. We're easy. And then we'd stand around and wait for mom to finish doing the eyebrows, you know, because she can't leave without her eyebrows on. And my sister and I just became very resistant to it. And we have good genetics. We're not, you know, scary ugly. But both of us, it's funny because people will comment, oh, my God, you look so pretty. What'd you do with your makeup? My standard response is I put it on. I find it works better if it's actually on my face. What is the resistance? We know we feel better. I know going into meetings, if I went in, you know, clean, scrubbed, fresh, fresh-faced, yeah, that was great. But if I went in done up, I had much more confidence, much more power. I worked in a corporate environment. I know these things. Where's the resistance? Why are we doing this, Chris?
Now, okay, so you want me to speak for you and where the resistance is. I don't know what your resistance is, but I will tell you in my experience in working with thousands and thousands of women, I think there's more of an intimidation than a resistance because no one's genetically born to know how to have a good relationship with makeup.
Right.
That's, you know, relationships are built and relationships grow the more time we invest in any kind of relationship. And so I think it's really becoming familiar with and understanding, you know, what your intention is when you, if you choose to wear makeup. For me, I have a lot of empathy for my client to come to me and say, you know, I've worked at this place for many years and I'm moving up and there's an expectation. I'm meeting with people. There's an expectation of how I'm supposed to look. I'm photographed
right.
more. I'm on, you know, I'm videotaped more. So what I'm really happy about is, cause most people, a lot of people say, you know, every time I put on makeup, I feel like a phony. I feel like I'm faking it. Like, cause I don't know what I'm doing and I don't know if I look any better or not. I just don't know. And that's really not a good way to start your day, you know,
right.
stepping out the door like that. So what I do is I help people apply makeup to their anatomy. I help them to understand what their anatomy is and how makeup is designed to help you be seen more clearly, not more, you know, pretty or more attractive. It's just to be seen more clearly because all of us have distractions that people look at instead of hearing what we have to say. And so mostly when I do makeup, one of the biggest things I do is I reduce distractions. And once I do that, it's really easy to enhance the attractions. It doesn't take a lot of makeup to make people see you more clearly, but you do have to understand that there are distractions and you need to address them. So that's what I help people do. I help people have a better relationship with their makeup. Thus, the resistance goes down, the intimidation goes down, and the responses get better from people around them. So they go, ah, this is what I was looking for.
Well, and,
does that
and
help
honestly,
you?
And it does help. And honestly, you're hitting something that really is a trigger for me, and it's that the resistance equals intimidation because I looked at my mother's makeup routine. It was 40 minutes. I know my lifestyle. I really do walk into meetings and say, you people were lucky to get me clean. you know, it's like I had 20 minutes. I could take a bath and wash my hair in that time, and I'm good. I'm out the door. I'm clean.
Yeah.
That's my lifestyle is I am running around constantly. 40 minutes looking at what my mom did. And, again, you know, we're talking about a generation – a whole generation ago. Things are different. We're not doing things as lacquered, I will use the term in air quotes, as we did, you know, 20, 30 years ago. Yes, there's a trend more towards a more natural look, but I looked at her routine and went, yep, nope, not in my world.
Right.
So I went through your book, and I have to tell you, it's like math to me. It's equations. It made sense.
And is it good math or bad math?
It's good math. It made sense. It honestly, and I've taken lessons with professional makeup artists, and so much of what we learn at home is so wrong. When you spend the time and actually work with someone who knows what they're doing, you know, I don't have to spend 40 minutes, and you're validating this, and you're making it easy, and you're creating equations that people like me can sit and look at and go, oh my God, I don't have to be frightened. I can just follow instructions. It's easy.
You know, it's true. I often say, you know, my method is quite geometrical. You know, I call it geometry. Yeah. I really do use a grid. It does mimic an actual heart shape. So my book, Face with a Heart, yeah, is a double entendre because I use a structure that you can use that works every single time you do your makeup. Plus, it takes the guesswork out. So you're not going, well, what should I do today? As opposed to, you know, here's some really concrete rules. I just change the intensity of my colors depending on if I want to my makeup to be, you know, a little bit, you know, stronger, bolder, or softer, depending on where you're going that day.
Yeah,
yes.
What I was going to say is symmetry is what we find visually appealing, and you've broken down, again, using the geometry, using the math, and I'm not kidding about it. It really is. It's formulaic. To enhance that symmetry, and that's the beauty of this. It is formulaic.
Yeah, and that's why my method actually, it qualifies for a patent because it is unique. No one is I created this method. And what I love about it is in my makeup studio, I use it as like a laboratory. And every client that comes in, I'm trying to prove myself wrong with every client I work with. And I just can't because to date, every time I use this method, this technique, it works the best. Like people feel the best, they look their best, and it's very gratifying. And thus, that's why, you know, I love getting all of this information finally codified and I can communicate it. And what I love is things that you just said, which is, it's math to me because the things that I'm trying to have people to get when they talk to me about my book, they're saying things exactly how I want them to hear them. And you know how gratifying that can be to be heard like 100%. And that's what I'm getting even from you right now saying that. I'm like, I love that I'm able to communicate this, you know, not just know how to do it, but how to share it so that you also know it. And then you can share it with your friends and so on and so forth.
We're going into our first break. Join us back in a few moments. We're speaking with Chris Scott.
Obstacles herself. She believes happiness is overrated. She calls upon you to live joyfully. This is Lessons in Joyful Living. And Kimberly will be right back after these on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Homeschooling? Have questions? Get your pen and paper ready. It's the sociable homeschooler, Vivian McNinney. Fridays at 5, 4 Central on TogiNet.com. After a handsome blue-eyed Texan fell in love with Vivian at the Victoria Station in London, she found herself at DFW Airport with a tiny suitcase and a snazzy little duffel bag. Well, 25 years later, she is now happily married to that blue-eyed cowboy. They have 4 grown children, ages 24 to 18, who became willing guinea pigs when she unwittingly stumbled upon the world of homeschooling. Wildflower Academy flourished for 15 years. They survived and thrived, and you can too. Vivian will be covering a wide range of issues that face homeschoolers. What do you do with kids in the summer? How to set up your one-room schoolhouse? How obedience is paramount? And what to do with those snakes? Plus, she'll be sharing ideas and insights that she gleaned from other homeschoolers. So join us for an engaging hour with a sociable homeschooler, Vivian McNinney. Friday afternoons at 5, 4 Central on TogiNet.com. If you're ready for a big change in your work, your career, your happiness, your life, it's time for the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com. Marla believes that with the right mindset, anything is possible. Join us as successful life coach Marla Tabaka inspires you and her clients to explore, discover, and live your dreams by developing what she calls the Million Dollar Mindset. Marla will inspire you to take action on your dreams and reveal secrets to success that will help you realize your own unique power. Tune into the Million Dollar Mindset for heartwarming stories with Marla Tabaka. Learn tips and tricks to building a successful business and unlock the secrets to creating a happier, more balanced life through abundant thinking and attraction power. For more information on the Million Dollar Mindset, go to our website, marlatabaka.com. That's MARLATABAKA.com. It's the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com.
Welcome back to Lessons in Joyful Living, teaching you how to truly stand in a place of peace, joy, and abundance, and know that it's calling for each and every one of us. This is what drives Kimberly to live what she teaches and to share her success and passion for helping others to help themselves. So let's get back to the show. This is Lessons in Joyful Living on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. And now, here again is our founder and your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome back. And today we are speaking with author of Face with a Heart, Mastering Authentic Beauty Makeup, Chris Scott, makeup artist and author and mathematician and magician, all rolled into one. You like that, right?
That's pretty good, yeah.
We were talking on the break, and one of the things that Chris brought up, and I wanted to share it, was honestly, the voice and the vision that you put together in this book, for someone like me, who I have identified as a left brain, logic and reason based, math makes more sense than art, science makes more sense than emotion, reading this really, I played. I actually, and you know what's funny, as resistant as I am to makeup, I probably have one of the largest collections because I am a consumer and I don't know how to say no to eyeliner. I have 18 different mascaras currently in boxes in the drawer because, you know, Dior and Chanel, and I'm in there and they have a special and I'm like, I must have this. What would you say are the basic – I want to go to basics. What would you say are the basic things that every woman needs in her drawer?
In her drawer?
In her makeup drawer.
Yeah, I understand. So it's, in the second half of my book, I talk about the why and the how of makeup, and I have an order of application because I do have a system. And mm-hmm. The system is really for me, but I'm sharing it with you.
Right.
Because when, as a makeup artist, when you have 10 models waiting to get makeup done, you have to boogie. You know, you have to do perfect makeup and in a very timely fashion. So here's the thing that I would, if I had only, you know, very few things. Equipment to enhance your brows. I love my eyeshadow base because it's also a corrector. So I would have something like that. And I love waterproof eyeliner because I do a technique called lash filler. And so that's basic for the eyes. For skin, I'm a big fan of correctors.
Mm-hmm.
Correctors neutralize darkness and redness and make light travel better on your skin. And then depending on whatever you like to use, if you're a person who wants to even out, bring out the luster of your skin, a tinted moisturizer, a BB cream, a foundation, whatever, and a little bit of translucent powder to set it. Because if you want your makeup to last 8 hours, you have to set it. And all the set means is that you're drying the makeup. Even a lip pencil with that dry pigment, and you can just rub it into your lips. You don't want to look like you're wearing lipsticks. You want to make it look like your lips are that color. So even just having a pencil and a little brush to push the pigment in your lip and maybe a touch of gloss, clear gloss, to make it add more shimmer is good. And contour is all the rage. You know, people love to structure their face a little bit and create a little bit of shadow. So if you're into contour, that's a good thing. I'm also a blush fan because I think it brings out the flush of skin, and the way I apply it, my 3-2-1 method, really creates, speaking of math, really creates it look like, it makes it look like the energy is happening in your skin now. And I like mascara, and I have a great technique called Bambi, which is different than trying to make your lashes go up. I spread lashes wide, and we actually see more of your lashes. And those are the basics. I mean, eyeshadow is, if I'm going to not do something, the first thing I'm going to throw out the window is eyeshadow. Now, that said, eyeshadow you can do a ton with, but don't start with it. You know, it's the shape of your eye that matters more than how you color it in.
There you go. I love it. I love the basics.
That's my list. That's
love
my
it.
List.
Now, is there anything, now you say you throw the eyeshadow out, is there anything that you see women using that, oh my word, if you could just, you know, take that product off the market tomorrow, it would make you happy. And you don't have to use a brand name, but a type of product.
Right. No, I understand. It's more the, I think it's more the usage of the product than the actual product itself. I mean, I like makeup, you know, and I like having my, I like my pantry full. So whatever I want to cook, you know, I can cook. And so I need all that stuff. But the one product that is excellent when used not correctly, but not when it's, or when it's not used correctly, is mineral makeup, mineral powder. Because it has its sort of what I call it, its boiling point. And when you use just a little bit too much of the mineral powder, it really, in my opinion, it gives you sort of an alien-looking skin. It reflects light differently than skin reflects light. And it's just not super gratifying. And if you're in the media, or if you're getting pictures taken at all, or you're shooting video, whatever, you know, mineral makeup is a huge no-no just because it's not designed for that. It reflects light everywhere you don't want it to reflect.
And for those who don't know, mineral makeup is it's ground minerals. It's stone. It has sparkle, mica, and all kinds of nifty stuff in it. How long has it been on the market? Because it has been all the rage for the last, what, 15 years?
Are you kidding? It's huge. I mean, it's, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's great. And a friend of mine who actually worked, she was a VP for one of the most successful, you know, mineral makeup brands. She really had trouble with her skin. And when she started using mineral makeup, I mean, because she was a makeup artist. And she says, oh, my God, Chris, my skin is feeling so much better. For a lot of people, it's, I mean, just in terms of the health of their skin, it's a good product. But what happens is, because it's a buzzword, now you pick up anything and it's going to say mineral this or mineral that. And, you don't know really what you're getting just because it sells so well. So it's a good product. But I do think that the people are using the name more than trying to get good quality in the.
So it's become the gluten free of the makeup world.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
I have to say, and honestly, for myself, I went years without wearing any foundation, any SPF, and I have good genetics. I'm 48. People comment on my skin all the time.
Yeah.
Moving to mineral foundation, I could finally put something on my face that didn't feel like I had a layer of cellophane on it.
Right.
I could never get used to the feeling of foundation or moisturizer on my face. I just don't like it. And I can do that with mineral stuff. Now, if I'm going to do photography, and I'll drop brand names, I love Chanel. They do a really light liquid foundation that I'll use with their primer if I'm going to do photos. And it's fabulous.
Right.
But the rest of the time, it's just too heavy for me, even though it's as light as it is.
How do you apply it, your foundation?
With a brush, with a very, very costly, beautiful brush.
Good for you. So you know that my training was with Chanel. Did you know that?
Yes, I see that.
Yeah, so I started just flirting with beauty makeup because I was running a theater company at night. And I started working in stores as a freelance artist and got scouted by Chanel. They hired me, and little did I know, they hired me as a national artist, and they trained me a lot. And the reason I bring that up is, I mean, I really credit them for helping me get my chops, because I did everything with them. And the last thing that I threw out of my kit, because I developed my own makeup brand to go along with my method of makeup, the last thing I threw out of my kit was my Chanel foundation.
Really?
Because I could not, in good conscience, because I'm freakishly honest with, I'm not going to say that I'm not a good salesperson, but I can't lie to somebody. And so I started trying different foundation formulas, and they said, is there anything better? And I'm like, yeah.
Ah.
And eventually, I finally created this great foundation. I discovered using jojoba oil, which in nature is the oil molecule is the most similar to our skin's natural oil.
Okay.
And so now I have a foundation that I can confidently say to everybody that I sell it to, yes, this is a great foundation, and I can recommend equals, but I can't recommend better. Because everybody wants to know, well, what is the best? But of course, you know, that's subjective to what's best for them, as opposed to what's the best, right? You know, what's the best flavor? You know, who knows? So anyway, so now I'm very pleased with, you know, with my foundation, but you understand, when I do foundation, I do 80% corrector. I mean, those are colors like pink, green, yellow, orange, 80%. And then 20% of what I do on the skin, I position foundation as a top coat. Like when you get your nails done, the top coat is designed to bring out the luster of the nail, not cover the skin. And so a good foundation does that. It brings out the luster of your skin so that your skin even has more light. It you know, 'cause the young looking skin is just big, round, juicy skin cells full of water. And so as long as those skin cells are big and round and juicy, you know, and like for you, because I've seen your, you know, photographs, you know, the light comes out of your face, and that's what people want. And so if you cloud it, if you put too much on your face, it's like putting a paper bag over your skin. It just kind of covers the light that wants to come through. So good for you. I'm glad that you are using your makeup correctly. And so in my book, I talk about blending from the center out with the brush. If you have incorporated that technique, I think you'll like it more, because you want even brush strokes. Even how you apply it, applying in the same direction, so when light hits your skin, it bounces off those brush strokes evenly. So it even, you know, in a very subtle way, creates even more brightness in your skin. It's really fun once you start really understanding what you're doing with, you know, with that product and how it goes on your skin.
Well, and I have to say, at reading your book, I put a bunch of stuff out on the counter, and I was in the bathroom playing. That's not how I've approached makeup before. Honestly, it's been,
Did you go to any of my online videos that correspond to my book?
No, I haven't had a chance to do that. I was just playing with the book the other day. I was like, I've got to try
this. What's really cool is with each step in the second half of the book, I have online companion videos, and they're free. So you get the book, and then you read it, you look at it, because you have these great illustrations on how to go step by step. And then you can go online and actually see me demonstrate it, and I'm using the same text in my videos that's in my book.
Love it. We're going into our next break. Join us back in a moment.
Okay.
Chris Scott.
Herself, she believes happiness is overrated. She calls upon you to live joyfully. This is Lessons in Joyful Living, and Kimberly will be right back after these on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
It's time to devote time to yourself and strap yourself in for a fun, down-to-earth, enthusiastic, compassionate, easy-to-understand discussion on the unlimited ways you can be all that you want to be. Join us for Be Institute Radio with Christine McKee on TogiNet Radio. Each week, Christine will have lively and open discussions and interviews, share stories and case studies, and hear from experts on the topic of the week. Christine, a registered psychologist from Australia and published author of Be by Design, How I Be Is Up to Me, hosts lively discussions and interviews every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
In today's business world, a helping hand or idea that doesn't come with an invoice is a treasured find. And if that happens to you, then you need to pay it forward to keep other entrepreneurs from making mistakes or getting a raw deal. It's called Paying It Forward with Josephine Chirasi, Wednesday mornings at 10, 9 a.m. Central. Josephine is going to have the guests describe their accomplishments, the lessons they've learned, both good and bad, and then sharing those pieces of knowledge as we create a movement of paying it forward. For more information about Josephine, her business, and background, you can go to mymomknowsbest.com. Josephine Chirasi has always been a problem solver. She saw this need and has turned it into a movement. It's Paying It Forward, with tips, tools, and advice, and hard lessons learned. These pieces of knowledge can make a huge difference for you, your business, and others. So join us for Paying It Forward with Josephine Girasi, Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. Central on DougieNet.com.
Welcome back to Lessons in Joyful Living, teaching you how to truly stand in a place of peace, joy, and abundance, and know that it's calling for each and every one of us. This is what drives Kimberly to live what she teaches and to share her success and passion for helping others to help themselves. So let's get back to the show. This is Lessons in Joyful Living on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. And now, here again is our founder and your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome. And today we're joined by Chris Scott, author of Face with a Heart, Mastering Authentic Beauty Makeup, and makeup artist, magician, mathematician. I have to say, my mother has logged into live chat. Mom is on live chat. I just asked her if she has any questions. I say, hi, Mom. It's funny because I'm going to share with you, Mom. Sorry, got to share. My mother's take on foundation is get as much on as you can and then take a washcloth and take part of it off. We come into these circumstances learning these tools. You are offering techniques. What age should we start looking at how to apply makeup appropriately? Because it is a crapshoot for many of us.
Right. Well, I mean, I have a lot of mothers that bring in their teenage daughters, and they actually do a makeup lesson together, and mm-hmm. It's really healthy. Because it's funny, you know, a lot of teenagers, they go through the black eyeliner phase because that's the first thing they know, and makeup is powerful, and they put that black eyeliner on, and they, you know, when you put on makeup, it affects you emotionally, you know, how you feel about yourself. You know, young women, they respond to the power of makeup on themselves. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. I've had mothers say, you know, my daughter's going to be hard because she only wears this makeup. And what's amazing is, it transcends age only because I have a 13-year-old, when I show her how to put on the eyeliner, and maybe people think 13-year-olds should be wearing makeup, but, you know, my whole thing is, it's better to be, you know, to know how to do it right. But anyway, she does her makeup.
And let me just interject here. Having been a 13-year-old girl, we leave the house scrubbed-faced. We get to school. We borrow each other's eyeliner, and then we wash our face before we go home. So, you know, they're doing it. You might as well teach them how to do it right.
Right, and so what happens is these young ladies, I show them a couple of tricks, and they're like, they look at the stuff, they go, oh my God, I feel so pretty. You know, the emotion that they get from it is not that they're not pretty already, but that the makeup actually works with them, not like sort of against them in a certain respect, and it's just really endearing to watch them embrace when you use makeup, you know, to enhance your anatomy, to be seen more clearly as opposed to, you know, be dramatic or what have you. I say start wearing eye cream at 15, and probably I would take a lesson at 15 because many of my clients say, where were you when I was 20? Because I've been doing this so wrong for so many years, and I'm like, well, you just were doing it wrong. It's just now you found a better way. So yeah. I would say the sooner the better.
I like it. And honestly, there are things that I've learned along the way, and I'm glad that I've learned them well, as far as, you know, doing the foundation with the good brush. And honestly, one of the things, and I had a girlfriend who I was talking to, and this is an adult woman in her 40s who's a professional in the corporate environment, and she was complaining that she was getting these adult acne breakouts. And I'm looking at her face, and I'm looking at where they are, and I ask, so what are you doing, you know, with your makeup sponges, your makeup brushes? And she said, what do you mean? I said, how often are you cleaning them? And she looked at me like, you have to clean them? I mean, it's these
exactly.
little things. Turn to the professionals. Chris has, you know, these are professionals who know what to do. And while we're on that, how often should you clean your makeup brushes?
So it's funny, is I had a client say to me once, She goes, I know it's time to clean my brushes when I start to break out. And I'm like, oh, my God, it is so past time when you start to break out.
Yeah, you're creating potential for facial scarring. No. Let's do it before then.
So here's the deal. The minute the brush touches your skin, it picks up oil. And when that brush goes back into wherever you keep it, bacteria will start to grow. And that's just what happens. So what I do is, after every use of my brush, I make a quick dry brush cleaner. So I spray a paper towel or a tissue, and I clean my, I basically disinfect my brushes after every time I use them. And that's not because I'm going to use them on a different person. I mean, that is why. But also, because for the health of my brush, I don't want bacteria to grow. So I think
it breaks down the bristles on a good brush, and good brushes are not inexpensive, right?
Right. But I'll tell you, I manhandle my brushes. I mean, I spray my cleaner on my tissue, and I work it. If your brush can't handle it, it's not a good brush.
Right.
So I do that every day or every time I use a brush. And then I like a nice conditioning shampoo to really thoroughly wash out my brushes once a week. If you're using your brushes at least 5 days a week, shampoo them once a week. And what happens is the brushes last longer. They feel better on your skin. The reason there are brushes, you want all those individual hairs to stay individual. The minute they start to fuse, the brush gets thick and hard, and you don't get the same result.
Well, and the other thing that somebody told me once, if you wouldn't use it on your face or hair, do not use it on your makeup brushes.
I see. As far as cleanser goes or what have you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
And I'll throw out a couple of names that I use, and it just happens to be if I'm traveling, I use one of them, and if I'm not, I use the other one at home. You said cleansing conditioner. I use Wen on my brushes.
Yeah, is that a shampoo?
It's sulfate free. It's the one that's the cleansing conditioner, no sulfates, no Chazdeen. And then I use Philosophy, the one that I use on my face, the other one that I use.
Oh, to clean your brushes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. You know what? What I have found the best is using a shampoo that's shampoo and conditioner in one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just enough emollient to keep your brushes soft without making them too oily. And just using a regular shampoo, like people say, oh, Johnson's baby shampoo, because it's gentle, but it has no emollients in it, so it actually makes your brushes more brittle and dries them out.
Yeah, it's stripping. It strips all the oils.
Right, exactly.
Okay, cool. So, tip, ladies, don't wait until you break out. Clean those brushes because the bacteria is going to feed on the oil and the makeup, and that's what's going to do detriment to those brushes. And they're not inexpensive when you're investing in good brushes.
Right.
So, what other tips can you recommend for, again, the novice? You've told us, what you would have in the toolbox. Let's talk about brushes. What brushes would you say we have to have, or sponges, or,
Right.
If we were starting out.
It doesn't matter to me if you're day one with makeup or day whatever. Mm-hmm. I believe in brushes because the right shape brush for the right job. I'm trying to put this into very clear words. Our face is very specific, and
right.
Where we put color to, in order to create the effect we want to create, you need a specific tool. So I use a brush for every single step of the way. So ultimately, I have about 10 brushes that I use every time I do somebody's makeup. And I don't know if that feels overwhelming, but it's like how many different little when you're cooking a dish, how many little things do you need to cut, slice, bake it? It takes equipment in order to do a recipe, and the same thing with makeup. So And so having the specific brush for every little step, I'm telling you, makes all the difference in the world. Plus, it makes you makes makeup more fun because you can get exactly the results you want. And, you know, brushes, I think brushes are, at least in the prestige cosmetic world, they're overpriced. They don't have to be the cost that they are. Yeah, they're great brushes, but really it's like buying designer clothes. Yeah, they're really nice clothes, but are they really worth that extra whatever? If it makes you
for
feel
the label,
good, and it's
yeah.
in your budget. Yeah, if it makes you feel good, get it. But otherwise, there's lots of great brushes that, you know, that do the job.
And I'm assuming your recommendation is going to be natural bristle versus synthetic fiber.
Not at all.
Oh, really?
You know, I like – you know, yeah, absolutely. Because – so you definitely want a synthetic brush for when you're using any product that has oil in it, because you don't want oil to get into the natural hair, because it's really hard to get it out. So it makes your brush kind of go limp and heavy.
Okay.
But the science of synthetic brushes is awesome these days, because they can not only make the hair any length and any softness, but they can also taper the hair so it's thicker at the base and thinner at the tip. And it used to be that we would blend natural hairs like pony, sable, and goat together to create a certain amount of stiffness or softness to a brush. But now they're able to create these synthetic hairs that the way the taper is in the bristles, you just need the synthetic hairs. And synthetics are great because we're not cutting them off of animals, and you can make the exact bristle that you want for every single brush.
You can replicate it consistently. That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. They're awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's absolute news to me. I love that. We're going into our last break. When we come back, we're speaking with Chris Scott. We're talking about makeup. We're talking about the beauty that is you and how to access that. It's there. Maybe you just need the tools. Maybe you just need some direction. Maybe you need Face with a Heart, Mastering Authentic Beauty Makeup, because it is an instruction manual. And he's got companion videos that go along with it. So join us back in just a few moments. Again, speaking with Chris Scott, author and makeup artist who is out there making the world a more beautiful place. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that and about where you can find Chris. If you haven't joined me, go to KimberlyRinaldi.com, sign up for my VIP newsletter, find out where I am, what I'm doing, when I'm doing it. Join me there. You're going to get a copy of my Deeper Meditation MP3, as well as some other great bonuses for signing up. But we will see you there. More importantly, we'll see you back here in a moment.
Having overcome tremendous obstacles herself, she believes happiness is overrated. She calls upon you to live joyfully. This is Lessons in Joyful Living, and Kimberly will be right back after these on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Do holidays and celebrations get you down and leave you feeling frazzled? Then join Sandy Fowler and her guests on Heart-Filled Holidays every Monday at noon, 11 a.m. Central on toginet.com. Sandy will help you discover the secrets to having the celebrations you've always dreamed of while adding fun and meaning to your life. From Valentine's Day to Christmas to special family events, Sandy Fowler will show you how to put the fun and meaning back into those special days by taking a look at what we can do to turn the upcoming holidays into cherished memories and show us how to allow it to intertwine with everyday life. For more on the show, Sandy, and to receive Sandy's Holiday Happiness Booklet, go to HeartFilledHolidays.com. Then get set to discover the secrets to creating happy holidays and happy everydays by joining Sandy Fowler and her guests on Heartfilled Holidays every Monday at noon Eastern Standard Time on TogiNet.com.
Welcome to TogiNet. Cutting Edge Radio.
Welcome back to Lessons in Joyful Living, teaching you how to truly stand in a place of peace, joy, and abundance, and know that it's calling for each and every one of us. This is what drives Kimberly to live what she teaches and to share her success and passion for helping others to help themselves. So let's get back to the show. This is Lessons in Joyful Living on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. And now, here again is our founder and your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
Good morning.
morning. Good morning and welcome back. And today we're speaking with Chris Scott, and we're talking about beauty, the beauty that is you. And we're talking about his book, Face with a Heart, Mastering Authentic Beauty Makeup. And Chris, we've been talking about specifics and tools, and I have a tendency to go totally left brain when we're having conversations about stuff like this. I want to talk about, because it's our last segment and we're running out of time, but I'd love to have you back. Are you open to that?
Of course. I would love it.
Perfect. So now that we've got him committed on radio, I want to talk about, when you come back, I would love to talk about specific things, and we can go into detail on that. But before we end today, I definitely want to talk about what your inspiration was on this. More importantly, before we go any further, because, again, that left brain keeps spinning with me, the book, I have a pre-release copy. So I've been talking and sharing all this, and then I forgot it's not out yet because I got mine. The book comes out June 2nd, and where can our listeners go to find it?
So the best – to really take advantage of the book launch, which is Tuesday, June 2nd, I would suggest that you go to my website, makeupgourmet.com. And gourmet is spelled G-O-U-R-M-E-T. Makeupgourmet.com. And the easiest way is there's a big kind of a yellow pennant right on the home page. It says Master Your Makeup. And you click on the pennant, and it's it'll take you to a sign-up page. But what's really cool about when you sign up for the book launch is that then you qualify for all these free gifts that you're going to get on the day of the launch. So you buy the book on the day of the launch, and it redirects you to a page where you basically put in the code that you got when you bought the book. And then you can just select all these awesome gifts. And the gifts are all from my book launch partners. Most of them are on my telesummit, which is called The Keys to Feeling Authentically Beautiful. So we're approaching it from many angles, from fashion, from photographers, from sort of spiritual side. We're really looking at, what is authentic beauty and how does it manifest itself, in all aspects of our life. It's a 3-day event. I have some real high power, people who've made changes in people's lives, guests that are going to be on. So even if you can't attend the 3-day event, I mean, it's online, so it's an hour and a half for 3 days, May 26th, 27th, 28th. You get the MP3. That's going to be my gift to you when you get the book. So you don't even have to be there that day, but that you will get advantage of this discussion, which is going to be really amazing. So, again, makeupgourmet.com, hit the pin it, just sign up, and then take advantage of all the goodies that you are due. And you get the awesome book.
Yeah. And then you get to be beautiful with instructions, which is, for me that was fantastic. What was the inspiration for you to put this? I mean, I know this is a you created this system. You've seen it over and over and over again. Something clicked within your head at some point that said, I have to share this. What was the inspiration? When did you finally say this has to be a book?
Well, the first inspiration was me trying to figure out how to do makeup better, how to use it in a healthy, positive way, and developing these techniques. And then at a certain point, I went, I got it. And actually, I was asked to create a fashion makeup class for the Academy of Art here in San Francisco, so I did. I have another book called The Cosmetic Counter Survival Guide, so which again came out of me wanting to help my clients buy products better. They come to the store, like, every time I go home, I have all this stuff and I don't know what to do with it. And I'm like, somebody needs to write a pamphlet. And then I started writing it and it turned into a book. So it's always like out of a need to help people. So anyway, I started teaching and I said, my God, I need a textbook because this stuff is so good and it's so codified, and so that's what I did. I started writing it actually for my students, but I also knew that I was going to release it to the public. But as I got into it, and that's just how I am, I was like, oh, my God, I have to include this and this and this. And what's really great about this book, in my opinion, my criteria was it has to work for all face types and all lifestyles, which means that it really resonates with anybody who wants to wear makeup. Whether you're a natural, more professional, dramatic makeup person, everything in here that I'm sharing works on all those levels. And that's why I feel super confident and just happy to share all of these techniques with people, because they just work with everybody. And like I said, I try to prove myself wrong, but I just haven't yet. So I think there's something to it. So that was the inspiration. And I tell you, it feels so good to get it out of my head. Not that it's, you know, gone. Obviously, I know I still have it. But to codify it and to communicate it, and then to have people like you read it and go, wow, it's really mathematical. And I'm like, you know, great. Because that's one of the points that I want people to take away from it, that you don't have to be creative and artistic in order to do your makeup, you know, perfectly. What you just need to do is just understand your anatomy. So that was my inspiration, but of course then it just grew to a grander sort of prospect, which was, you know, how can I help everyone? And that's why the book is called Face with a Heart. It's meant to really reach out to everybody.
I love it. I love it. So as an author, and I love asking authors in different genres, what would you say are the top three books that have inspired you in your own life and in any genre? What are the things that, you know, as an author, made you sit down and move forward in your life?
Okay, well, so my master's is in theater, so, you know, playwrights have really made me happy and moved me forward. Playwrights like Eugene O'Neill have motivated me. Sam Shepard has motivated me. David Mamet has motivated me. I mean, of course, Shakespeare is a beautiful writer, but you know, those playwrights speak to me because they speak about human condition. So I would say those books have been a passion in my life, and I'm still active, you know, with theater. I don't act anymore because I do more. I'm just me, you know. I do what I do. But I also love The Barbecue Bible by Stephen Rachlin. I love to cook.
Oh my God, I have that one.
I love that. In fact, I'm my birthday is coming up on Memorial Day, and I'm doing a Balinese barbecue, you know, all from that cookbook. So that's another book that has really guided me to really aim higher with, you know, with what I do, because he really aimed high with his, by getting all those recipes. So if that helps you,
You know, I love it, and I love the fact that you're so broad stroked in what is influencing your life. That's so funny that you brought that up. I collect cookbooks like other people collect other things. And I read cookbooks like I read them like literature, because right, it's mathematical. When you get to where you start to understand that flavor and texture compounds go together mathematically, you become a very good cook.
It's true. You know, I love reading recipes over and over again, because I start to understand them, you know, more clearly. So when I actually cook them, I don't miss a step, but, you know, B, get the results that I'm looking for, you know, and that's what you want. And then when you do your makeup, you want to get the results you're looking for. So you got to read those recipes.
I love it. I love it. Love it. I want to thank you for joining me today. It has been an absolute pleasure, and I look forward to future conversations. Let's talk about how to save the aging face next time.
I have a great dissertation on that.
Love it. Love it. So thank you for joining me, Chris. And, you know, ladies, you're listening. Go out there June 2nd, makeupgourmet.com. Get the book.
Right, and you want to buy it on Amazon. It's the official Amazon launch, so just sign up for it, and it'll you can buy it from Amazon, and because that's where we're launching it.
Perfect, perfect. And then you're going to get all of these nifty bonuses. Participate in the teleconference, and when you get a chance, you look at the book, companion videos. Go and play with what you have. Honestly, it was – my husband was, I have to say, thrilled. Mr. Rinaldi is notorious. He's notorious for saying,
Aren't you going to put makeup on before I leave the house?
And know that with each of my videos, I have, I have my complete product line that I developed to go with these techniques. So when you watch the video, what I'm using is just below. So if something tickles you, you can tickle it back.
There you go. Thank you again, Chris. It has been a pleasure. I look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you all for joining us today on Lessons in Joyful Living Radio on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. We are being heard by over 1 million listeners a month. That means a lot to me. It is humbling and exciting at the same time. So we bring you lessons from other people. This is one of them. The ability to make yourself more beautiful, ladies. It's there. It's easy. It's mathematical. It's magical. And when you look good, you feel good. It really does make a difference. As I was saying earlier, when I was going into corporate meetings, there were times that I had to break out the lipstick and the eyeliner because I needed that edge, that advantage. So do what makes you feel good. Put yourself in the center of your universe. That is what you came in for. Do good things for you today. Make it about you. It's not a bad thing. It's what you're here for. And when you're a better you, you're a better you for everybody else. When you find your lesson in joyful living, whatever that is, it's your purpose. It's your point for being here. Finding it is half of the equation. Sharing it with the world is the other half. And that's why we're here Monday through Friday, sharing lessons in joyful living with you from our other hosts, from my other shows, from our guests, our listeners. And it's just a blessing to be here. Very excited. We've got some nifty stuff coming up first week of June. We're launching 3 new shows. I'm excited about that. So I look forward to seeing you here again tomorrow. If you haven't joined me, go to KimberlyRinaldi.com. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can also text LIJL for Lessons in Joyful Living to 22828. You're going to get added to that VIP mailing list. You're going to get copies of the Deeper Meditation MP3, whatever bonuses we're throwing in today with them. I don't know what they are, but they're there. So join us. Become a part of our group. Find out what we're doing, where we're doing it. Join us there. We do appreciate you. And if you think you might want to be a host of your very own show, we're looking for new hosts. It's a very exciting time here. You can call us at 888-916-4569. If you have a product, program, service, voice, or vision that you think the world is ready for, we'd love to be a part of that conversation and help you get there. Again, 888-916-4569, or you can email info@lijlmedia.com. Again, info@lijlmedia.com. And ask to speak to somebody about hosting your own program. We'd love to have you here. We'd love to share your lesson with the rest of the world. In the meanwhile, again, go out and do good things for you today. Make it a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for being a part of Lessons in Joyful Living with Kimberly Rinaldi on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Each week, Kimberly will be sharing from her 20-plus years in corporate and business development, decades of combined experience, to help you go past happy and to get to joyful living, to truly stand in a place of peace, joy, and abundance.